Diplomatic sources in Baghdad say an Iraqi scientist once imprisoned by Saddam Hussein could become Iraq's next prime minister. Hussein al-Sharistani, a Shiite, is one of several candidates for the post once power is transferred to the Iraqis on June 30th. Earlier this week, in a speech at the Army War College in Pennsylvania, President Bush outlined a five-step plan for Iraq's future. To find out how the Iraqi press is reacting to the various scenarios for its country's future, we turn to Eric Watkins. He's an editor for the Institute of War and Peace Reporting, and he compiles a summary of what's in major Iraqi newspapers. He joins us from Cyprus. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Now, much of the U.S. media today is reporting on who will be Iraq's prime minister as of June 30th. And what more can you tell us about the candidates, specifically the scientist that was once imprisoned by Saddam Hussein?
Well, I think the main thing to keep in mind is that it's basically election balloons going up at the moment. Nobody really knows for sure who's actually going to be in that position. Putting up the name of Mr. Sharistani today in the last couple of days is probably a wise move because he is a Shia, and that's going to keep 60% of the population with their ears tuned to what's going to happen next.
And he is not a controversial figure, in fact, seen by many as a hero, right, for defying Saddam Hussein's orders to create a nuclear program?
Yes, I think that hero is probably the exact correct word to use in this case. And the fact that he actually knows something about this nuclear program is going to put a lot of people at ease if he actually comes into office.
When a candidate is chosen, what kind of person would be acceptable to the many different factions who have different interests?
Well, I think above all, it's going to have to be a person who's a Shia. Above all, actually, it's going to have to be someone who's acceptable to the head Shia clergyman, Ayatollah Sistani, because really the way he views things is how the rest of the Shia population is going to accept them. Secondly, the person has got to be someone who can bring on board two different factions of Kurds, some Turkmen, plus the Sunnis who are causing so much trouble in places like Fallujah.
Now, you have in front of you a summary of what the major Iraqi papers are saying, what their headlines are today. And what is the general story? What is the lead story? What is the general mood there?
I think really that you'd have to say there's kind of two stories really leading things. One, the overall story is what's happening with Shias in the country. The Shias, of course, are very, very concerned about their role in the country in the future because they were highly suppressed in the past. And being 60% of the population, they want to make sure that they get what they think is theirs. So they're concerned about a leading role in the government. They're also concerned about playing roles in ministries and lower down the food chain, so to speak.
Now, it's been more than a year since the fall of Saddam Hussein. And how would you assess the general mood of Iraqis toward the United States?
Well, I'd say that given the way things have gone the last couple of weeks with the abuse scandals and so forth, people are feeling, in a sense, very, very angry. Deep down, there's a certain kind of resentment that all of this has been imposed on them. But on the other hand, I think that there's a very clear recognition that Saddam Hussein simply had to go. And whatever comes in his stead, in this case, the United States, is going to be much, much better. And I think that there's a general recognition that a force has to be in place to prevent a complete breakdown of order.
And would that force be acceptable if it did include Americans?
I'm sure, you know, including Americans is going to be fine. I think that what people in the country would like to see is broader representation, broader international representation. At the moment, we have some Dutch troops there. They get on pretty well with the population. The Ukrainians do too. There's a Japanese contingent in Samoa. No problems there. I think what they would like to think is that it's not just one country that's in control of them, but that it's been put into the hands of the world, in a sense, to take care of Iraq until they get through their crisis.
Eric Watkins is an editor for the Institute of War and Peace Reporting. He compiles a summary of what's in major Iraqi newspapers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.